Hello and welcome to the Providence College Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Kay, and I'm joined by producer Chris Judge of the class of 2005. Here on the Providence College Podcast, we bring you interesting stories from the Fryer family. This week, we're talking with Christian Higuita Montoya, an accountancy major from the class of 2016. He continued at the Providence College School of Business for his MBA. After graduating, Christian went to PwC, where he now works as a mergers and acquisitions advisory manager. Christian returned to Friartown to speak at the kickoff event for the Berkeley Excellence Program, created in honor of Michael Berkeley, a finance major from the class of 1985, who died on September 11th, 2001. Christian, we're so glad you could join us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's truly an honor to be here.
Let's start at the very beginning. Tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in Colombia, and I came to the United States in 2001, actually. So about 2 months before September 11th, now that I kind of think back. And so I was born and raised in Medellin, Colombia, but I grew up in South Carolina. So I spent my formative years in South Carolina. I did spend a stint of 6 months in New Jersey. And this is when the September 11th happened. So it was interesting. I was living in Boonton, New Jersey during that time. And I remember not knowing English. And I remember, you know, seeing the events happen in the news and seeing the smoke in the air from where I lived. So this kind of all kind of comes full circle. But yeah, it's been after that, you know, living in New Jersey, my mom and my sister and I, we moved to South Carolina. And that's really where I spent my formative years, my teenage years. And so that's kind of a little bit about where I'm from.
And how old were you when you moved to the U.S.?
So I was about 9 years old. So I was pretty young. I didn't know any English, but I was a sponge. It's funny. I feel like I learned English in about 4 or 5 months just watching the Disney Channel. So that was kind of my way of learning English. But yeah.
So this is a question we often ask alums. Why PC? What brought you to Providence College?
Yeah, so I think during the time when I was looking to go to college, I really wanted to go to Northeast. I really wanted to switch it up a little bit. So, you know, having been born in Columbia, being raised in South Carolina, I had kind of like this diverse background of, you know, I had this like Southern twang, but I was Colombian. So it's kind of a funny combination. But, you know, I felt like I wanted to go to the Northeast and ultimately end up in a metropolitan city in Northeast, either Boston or New York. And so Providence College really fit that mold geographically. I think secondary to that, my sister was a big influence on me growing up. She's older than me. And she, you know, really instilled in me a need and a want to have a liberal arts education. But I also wanted to be a business major. So I looked for schools that kind of met those two criteria. And Providence College kind of fell in the lap there. And then after visiting the college, I absolutely fell in love with the campus. It's such a beautiful campus. And, you know, the sense of community was really strong. A lot of smiling faces. I saw people holding doors for each other. And that's where I knew this would be the closest you could get to Southern hospitality. So I said, sign me up.
Could we peel that back a little bit? I'm very curious. You know, your sister made you think that like liberal arts education was important. Like why was that a priority for her?
Yeah, absolutely. So she went to private liberal arts college off Furman in South Carolina, and she was a chemistry major. So she was, you know, she was liberal arts through and through. And now she's a doctor, but, you know, she would always tell me that, you know, liberal arts really allows you to think critically and really strengthens those skills, really flexes those muscles. And she also thought that they would allow me to become a better communicator. And so, you know, even though I was, you know, somewhat focused on business, she thought that would still be important for my career. And it has been as we'll probably touch upon later.
When you think back to that first year at Providence College, what helped you feel at home here? You know, were there certain people, like classmates or faculty helped you settle in, maybe staff?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like going back to my first year, I really bonded with all the guys I live with in Guzman on my floor. And, you know, even within the floor itself, there's different subgroups of friends that I had. And I was just really close with everyone. And so that kind of gave me the confidence to excel in the classroom and to continue to build, you know, friendships in other parts of the campus. And so, you know, I really go back to my experiences in Guzman freshman year, which I really do cherish. And yeah, so that kind of allowed me to create that confidence to seek out to faculty, to seek out to alumni mentors. That's really kind of what gave me the drive and what made me feel at home. I think that it didn't really feel like home until probably the second or third month. I feel like you kind of get your homesickness. I still remember the first or second week being on campus, but that soon faded out and I felt at home.
And you knew you wanted to be a business major, but why accountancy? What drew you to that major?
Yeah, so funny story. So my father was not a lot in the picture. But he was there and he did call. And I just remember having conversations with him and then your typical immigrant father who says, "Hey, Christian, like, I know you want to be an attorney, but political science might not be the best move, in case you can't go to law school and you can't afford it." And I said, "You're right." And so he's like, "Why don't you do accounting? It's something more practical." And I said, "Okay, I'll do accounting." So I kind of went into it on a whim and absolutely fell in love with the class my first year. That language kind of made sense in my head and it was kind of just snowballed from there. And then, I just kind of created my niche in accounting and, that's kind of where my career went. And then I kind of ultimately put any want to go to law school to rest.
So that's not on the career path anymore. It's not part of the
not anymore. I don't know that I can go back to school for another 3 years, but I don't think it would be for the right reason. So I feel like I think I'm good where I am.
So when you look back at those early days at PC, what are things that you think that you kind of did right, like you got started with early, that helped you get to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately I got out of my comfort zone. And that's kind of where you really grow. And so wherever I had an opportunity to get out of my comfort zone, I seized that opportunity. So whether it was, going to a career fair first semester, freshman year with, no resume and just going to shake hands and the network, or whether it was, junior or senior year participating in case study competitions and representing the school business, right? Putting myself in situations where I knew I had to work hard and be uncomfortable is really what allowed me to succeed.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the case study competitions, especially for any of our listeners who weren't business majors themselves or are thinking about the business school as a possible future home for them, for their career? Like, what does that involve? Like, what kind of work goes into prepare for them? And like, how does it parallel the work you do in the classroom?
Yeah, absolutely. Junior year, I participated in a case study at University of Eller. Or it might have been, University of Arizona, the Eller School of Business, and actually it might have been senior year, but I was selected to go out and fly and represent the school with a partner, and we had to prepare a case ahead of time, and so we were given a case like the week of, and then we, the following week we had to go to Arizona and present the case, and then there were finalists, and we didn't do so hot in that one. I think that one was a learning experience, but those opportunities present themselves if you excel in the classroom, and so it's really taking, all the, finance, accounting, marketing, management concepts, and you put them all into one and you create a solution and you problem solve for whatever the case is. And so in this case, I remember, I think it was Uber that we were, mitigating risk for them. And so it was a super interesting case. It's definitely allowed me to think outside the box. And it was definitely, a good 40 to 50 hours outside of the classroom that I had to prepare. So, and of course you had to, speak in front of a room full of people. So, you had the factor of public speaking and it was absolutely a big challenge. And that first one, we didn't do so hot. And the second one, it was a bigger team and we were more successful. We actually won that one. So that was at University of Pittsburgh. But similarly, we had a case, 2 weeks ahead of time and you had to prepare PowerPoint slides and you had to come in and almost be a consultant. So kind of like mirroring, the real world. And so that was pretty cool.
And I'm sure like you had done the types of work that you were doing to prepare for an event like that in the classroom. Like, so you knew what you were getting into when you volunteered, when you accepted that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there were definitely a few classes where you kind of had the case study method where, each lecture was kind of was evolving around a case study. And so, yeah, like in my head, I kind of knew what it was going to be like, but it definitely was a new level, right? You had a deliverable and then you had to present it. And in a room full of, 80, 100 people, it's definitely a next level, but The School of Business did a great job preparing me for that.
So you're on campus today. We're speaking on Wednesday because you're speaking at the kickoff for the Berkeley Excellence Program. And the goal for the program is to promote academic success and community building through bringing speakers to campus for networking and mentoring opportunities. I'm curious, you know, as a member of a community who's underrepresented at the business school, as a, you know, how would you feel like a program like this would have benefited you?
Oh, it would absolutely have been additive, right? It would have just made some of the networking a lot easier because it would have been there. A lot of times, you know, at least from what I remember, the Friar community was always very receptive and always very responsive, but that wasn't always the case, right? So sometimes you reach out to someone, you know, I would say 80-20, you get a response, which is a pretty high response rate, so, which is great. But you know, absolutely putting alumni who are doing maybe something that you might be interested right on your fingertips, I think it's a huge advantage. I think from a learning about careers perspective, I think it's also invaluable where, you know, I've seen the different types of careers, whether it be in high finance or investment banking or corporate finance and even sales, that, you know, you can be really successful in, and it's not just, you know, siloed to like big four or consulting or big three, et cetera, right? So I think it definitely opens a lot of doors, and it kind of teaches students of what else is out there, you know. So that's definitely a huge advantage.
You and I are talking during Hispanic Heritage Month. Could you describe some situations where your background has been an advantage in the workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I work in M&A, so I've been in deals that have been cross-border with Latin America, and I've kind of been the lead for, you know, an Argentina deal where everything was in Spanish and I had to translate everything, and I was the liaison between our client and the target. And so that kind of gave me a unique experience to work directly with one of the partners that I've actually grown really close with. So, you know, definitely given me opportunities that I otherwise would not have had. You know, I've had, you know, other deals where documents are all in Spanish, and, you know, I get pulled in and I get to help my fellow coworkers out, you know, by translating for them, and you know, I get to add a lot of value. So, you know, I get to kind of run that process since it's in my language. So it's my native language, which is great.
So just getting back to our conversation about the liberal arts, you know, how do you feel that the liberal arts education you got at PC has helped you? You know, you mentioned in the workplace that you've had a chance. Have there been opportunities for you to draw upon things you've learned from Civ or otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. In the field that I'm in, you know, I oftentimes find myself in calls and meetings with Fortune 500 executives, and a lot of times I'll have to participate or lead calls, and you know, being able to be an effective and efficient communicator has allowed me to succeed in my role so far. And I feel like that's something that I see every other week, you know, and I think back and it's a skill that I definitely honed in on when I was in my Civ seminars, right? When we would discuss lectures every Friday at 8 a.m. for 2 hours, and you had to kind of participate and you had to speak up and be confident and be able to explain your point of view. And, you know, that's something I see every day in my career with, you know, people who are more experienced and higher up, but, you know, I'm able to kind of have a voice in the room, which is awesome.
So what kind of advice do you have for current students who are in the business school or just at Providence College in general to make the best of their experience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, college is about balance, right? At least that's kind of how I approached it. I approached it as, you know, 40-hour work week. You know, I had my certain hours set for school. I had my certain hours set for extracurriculars. I had my certain hours set for like fun. Obviously, you got to have fun. But if you approach, you know, your experience balanced with, you know, your time management skills, you're going to be successful. And again, I can't reiterate the fact that you really just have to put yourself outside of the box and outside of your comfort zone to really grow. And maybe take a tough class because you want to take that tough class, don't take an easy class because you want an easy A, you know. Oftentimes it's in those situations where you kind of challenge yourself that you really do grow, and it allows you, and it helps you build for the future.
I want to flip that and ask, I asked you what your advice would be for current students. And I think we both were talking about undergrads. Could you tell us what made you think about doing the 4+1 program at PC, where you went right from undergrad into the MBA program? And then do you have tips for anyone who's listening on how to make that, you know, as successful as possible, both academically and financially?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, one of the bigger factors to answer the first question, one of the big factors, right, that I did the 4+1 was for my CPA licensing hourly requirement. But once I started the program, I realized how valuable my MBA courses have been. And now looking back even more so, because I've really developed my business acumen outside of accounting and finance, which is invaluable. And obviously a lot played into that, but, you know, just having the right grades and the right GMAT scores to get into the program, you know, help, but also being able to kind of, you know, take some of those courses your senior year, being able to come in earlier was a huge advantage. So that's definitely something that people would want to look into, so that maybe your course load is not as heavy your fifth year, and you're able to kind of also sit for the CPA or the CFA or whatever exam you're looking to take. So, I think that if you're strategic about, you know, the 4+1 program, I think it's, you know, it's highly effective and definitely teaches you new skills, at least coming from an accounting and finance background where it's all the numbers. It's all numbers for me, but, you know, there I got to kind of see some a little bit more strategy, a little bit more marketing. That's definitely kind of made me a more, you know, holistic business professional.
But it sounded like you made your decision to do 4+1 earlier in the process. So like you were able to plan your senior schedule so that you could add some of those courses.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was definitely a big advantage. You know, for those that know that's what they want to do, that's definitely the best way to go about it. And looking back, you know, I know there's a business analytics program now, which also sounds, you know, super enticing. I feel like that's something I would have been excited about, seeing as now in my field, we work a lot in data analytics. So that definitely sounds like a great offering too.
Well, Christian, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. This has been a great conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Subscribe to the Providence College Podcast in all the usual places, including iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as your smart speaker. If you like what you hear, please review and share with others. Thanks for listening, and go Friars.